How Wine Can Teach a Lesson About History and Emotion by Ray Isle. What's in a glass of wine? That's simple, a beverage made from fermented grapes. It affords pleasure from its taste, and might as well be upfront about it, its moderate alcohol content. But what if the answer to that question was history, science, economics, agriculture, aesthetics, chemistry and biology, not to mention emotion, human perseverance, luck, or even war? Open a bottle of Chateau Musard's Estate Red. Forget worrying about whether it tastes of blackberries or raspberries, whether it has a note of this spice or that spice. Instead, taste that Musard Red and think of it in another way. Take a sip and consider that it was made in the Bekaa Valley in eastern Lebanon, near the Syrian border, where wine's been made for some 5,000 years. Perhaps also note that when Gaston Hochar founded Musard in 1930, 13 years still remained before Lebanon was to gain independence from France, and 45 were to pass before the country would be ripped apart by 15 years of civil war. During the war, 1 million people fled Lebanon. Gaston's son Serge stayed and made wine, turning part of the winery cellar into a bomb shelter, driving past roadblocks manned by execution squads, harvesting around shells that had fallen into his vineyards. Did I mention tragedy, too? In 2014, Serge Hochar died while swimming in the ocean off a beach in Mexico. Sudden, swift loss. The winery is run by his sons Mark and Gaston now. 8 months after that accident, I happened to be eating pizza with a friend who runs a wine store in Maine and drinking Chateau Musard. I was surprised to see tears come to my friend's eyes. He seemed surprised too. The only explanation he offered was he was such an extraordinary guy. Wine can surprise you with emotion. Every time I drink a bottle of the Sicilian red called Rosso del Conte, not very often, it's expensive, I think of my and my wife's honeymoon and an extraordinary afternoon we spent at the estate where it's made. There's a reason we say savor memories. Recollection is wine's strongest flavor sometimes. Of course, not every wine works in this way. If you open a bottle of Cupcake Red Velvet, a popular blend of Zinfandel, Petit Sirah, and Merlot, you'll struggle to find historical depth or an inspiring expression of against-all-odds determination, unless the latter was on the part of a consumer marketing department. And yet, if you do open a bottle of Cupcake Red Velvet, you might find it interesting to know that one of the three largest wine producers in the U.S. created the beverage you're about to pour into your glass, the Wine Group, which makes more than 60 million cases of wine each year. Longtime wine industry adage, Americans talk dry and drink sweet. Red Velvet is part of the skyrocketingly popular Red Blend category, largely populated by mass-produced wines with catchy and, in theory, millennial-friendly brand names. But don't hunt for depth. Cupcake Red Velvet is an artfully manufactured beverage product, just as Coke Zero or LaCroix coconut-flavored sparkling water is. That doesn't mean you shouldn't like it. Your tastes are your own. Personally, I like Coke Zero, and I think that coconut-flavored sparkling water tastes like soap. The point is more that some wines have layers, not just a flavor, that repay thinking about. This article appears in the April 9th, 2018 issue of Time.